Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Tommy Tucker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Chris Bird. He's the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. He's been a journalist and a reporter of crime for decades. He's written several books on the topic at hand. He's a former officer in the British Army. Chris, thanks again for being here. The book is called Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. We talked in the previous segment about what to do, some things to do, whether you should engage or not engage, how to do that. What I'd like to do now, Chris, is talk about why people get armed, why people become armed, men and women. Now, I chose to become, to have a concealed carry weapon so that wherever I was, especially with my grandchildren, that I wouldn't be standing there, and be a victim immediately. So that's one of the main reasons I did. But there are two things, it seems to me, that occur if you have an emergency situation like that. Number one is where you see it coming, and the other is where you don't see it coming, right?
Right. And you should try and be in that position where you are not surprised, where you see it coming and can take preferably evasive action. If you're forced into a situation where you've got to use that gun, then one of the things I teach concealed carry in Texas, and one of the things I tell students is that when you take the qualification for concealed carry, that is the first step on the road. You mm-hmm. need more training. You need to know all the ins and outs of, first of all, you need to know the law of the state that you're in. And then you need to know things like tactics, what mm-hmm. you want to do, who you're going to.
But here's something, Chris, forgive me, but the main thing I want to get to, and I want to get your position on this. If I see something bad happening and I'm armed, then maybe I can either stay quiet or maybe do something about it. But what if I'm not? What if somebody sneaks up on me or somebody attacks me from behind or whatever? They surprise me. What I worry about for some people is that if you're armed and someone does that to you, you might actually be just giving them a weapon. And ladies, I'm especially thinking about you, Chris. What do ladies do if they've got the gun in their purse and somebody attacks them? You know, aren't they better off to have a handy pepper spray or something like that rather than go to the gun first? Wouldn't that be better for them?
That's another option. The problem, I guess, with pepper spray and that sort of thing is it doesn't always work. Yeah. I know I've been sprayed as part of a training course, and what they did was they said, okay, we're going to spray you, and then you walk 10 yards and put your face in a bucket of water. And so they sprayed me, but I have glasses. And it didn't hit me in the eyes.
It didn't hit your eyes. Yeah. Well, what do you tell ladies if a lady's attacked at close proximity, especially, or guys? But let's just say, because if you're going to be attacked by a guy, and so he's probably going to be stronger than you, ladies, and bigger. And so, do you tell them to go for their gun?
It's really hard, but certainly that is an option. And you need distance to be able to get that gun out.
Right.
And not be so close that he can take it away from you. So you need to back up if you possibly can. And it is a lot of people have defended themselves with firearms, handguns, right, and other weapons, and they've come out of these things well. But you never hear about them because they don't get reported. First of all, the person who pulled the gun on somebody else, they're not sure about whether they did what they did was legal, so they're not going to report it. And the bad guy usually realizes he's got urgent business in the next county, and he takes off.
Uh-huh. So I got about a minute, Chris. Last thoughts. What's your last advice to people, whether it be in a situation where somebody's gone, you know, hurting people all around you, or whether you're being the one attacked?
Get training, and probably the most important thing of all is situational awareness. Know what's going on around you. Don't be texting and not looking.
Right. Well, I tell the ladies in my life, when you're walking around at night, when you're in a, you know, somewhere that could be compromised, please pay attention. Don't be naive. Don't be stupid. Pay attention. And I'll tell you something else. I think this is a good time for chivalry to come back, and for guys to start walking women to their cars if they can, whenever they can. Now, you can call me an old fuddy-duddy if you want to, but I just think that makes a difference.
Well, me too. You can put me in that class. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've walked some arch feminists to their car, and they did not complain. Hey, give us a website again, Chris.
Privateerpublications.com.
The book is called Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage by Chris Byrd. Check it out. Hey, Chris, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I'd love to.
Chris Byrd, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.